At the end of January, Dartmouth President Philip Hanlon presented a sweeping plan to reverse troubling trends at the Ivy League school, including excessive drinking and sexual assaults. New policies also aim to raise academic standards and transform residential housing. VPR's Charlotte Albright recently talked with students about some of the first steps underway.
Last winter, the national media pounced on just one piece of Dartmouth's complex reform puzzle. Undergrads are now not allowed to possess or consume hard alcohol on college property, and it may not be served at college-recognized events, including alumni gatherings. But sophomore Catherine McAvoy thinks the media fixation on the booze rule missed the mark.
The hard alcohol ban is the least interesting part of MDF.
MDF, you hear that a lot on campus these days, is shorthand for President Hanlon's plan Moving Dartmouth Forward. McAvoy is education director of a student group called Movement Against Violence. She's expecting the most positive results from required sexual assault prevention classes and a revamped residential system.
All of those have the potential to effect far more change than the hard alcohol ban. And plus, they're more interesting things to talk about, and they're things that the majority of students get behind.
It's hard to know, though, what the average Dartmouth student is willing to get behind. In a noisy lunchroom, few are willing to be interviewed on tape about the MDF plan. Some say the new rules should have had more student input. And this student, who does not want to give her name, says hard alcohol has just been replaced by larger quantities of wine and beer.
And people are going off campus more.
And off campus, they escape surveillance. But the student co-chair of a group to better manage on-campus social events points to signs of progress. Taylor Watson, a junior and member of the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity, says alcohol-related hospitalizations have decreased since new rules went into effect. And Watson believes fraternities will monitor drinking parties better to avoid being shut down when their record is evaluated in 3 years.
A lot of the, you know, get rid of the Greek system, the first punch back is, you know, what's going to take its place? You're going to have a campus with a lot of empty old nice houses and a bunch of students doing nothing. So what a lot of people are trying to say is, you know, it's definitely possible to transition the Greek system while retaining some of its old character into something that provides this alternative social space in a better way.
Some don't share his optimism. An editorial in the campus newspaper, for example, calls for the end of the Greek system. But Associate Dean Liz Augusto believes this 200-year-old institution can change its ways without changing its identity. When she graduated from Dartmouth in 2001, she says binge drinking and rape were not as openly discussed as they are now. But she cautions, the Moving Dartmouth Forward plan does not promise a quick fix.
I think it's often touted as a response to media, and I don't think that's what it is. I think it's a response to students saying, this is my Dartmouth and I want it to be better and this is how I'm feeling. And so we're saying, okay, no student should feel unsafe. No student should experience violence. Every student should be included. And there's a lot of work to do in there.
Work, college administrators say, that could take a decade to finish and assess. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.